322-0662. Again, that number for any baiter with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. And check out his Facebook page, Eddie Sells Houses. You can see all the latest listings, what he's got going on. He can turn around that market very quickly for some folks. I mean, I've seen him like get a listing and within 24 hours, sell it. Like, he's done amazing things since he's been on as a client here on News and Views. So, again, check out Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group if you're looking to buy or sell a home. 322-0662. More News and Views when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A White House attorney and a presidential aide have refused to appear this morning for House committees looking into President Trump's impeachment. The president tweets about the whistleblower who started all this. He must be brought forward to testify.
The president spoke to reporters on Sunday.
The whistleblower gave a false report. And because of that false report, people thought bad things were done.
Much of the whistleblower's claims have been corroborated by National Security Council officials who listened in on the president's July call with the Ukraine president.
Fox's John Decker. Iran announces more violations of a nuclear deal.
Iran saying it's doubling the number of advanced centrifuges it operates, machines banned under its 2015 nuclear deal with the US and other countries. The Iranian Nuclear Agency saying the move is a direct result of President Trump's decision last year to take the US out of the accord.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a warming trend to look forward to this week before a late week cold front brings more rain and a big change. For today, not as cool. Increasing clouds. We'll call it partly sunny. Comfortable today, high in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy. Not as cool. Down to about 50 for an overnight low tonight. Tomorrow, a warmer day, high in the low 70s. A sun and cloud mix. It'll be in the mid-70s on Wednesday and Thursday. Then more rain returns and becomes likely on Thursday night as a cold front swings through the state. Sharply colder air Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Dieting is difficult. Hot yoga is hard. Spin class is tough with a tough instructor. But you know what's easy? Taking the exact vitamins and supplements that are just right for you. So don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for you. Personalized daily packs filled with the industry's best vitamins and supplements delivered to your door each month. And it all starts with a simple quiz. Look, the journey may be hard, but this part, it's easy. Go to GNCforYou.com. Take the free quiz.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other homebuyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. More News and Views from 9 to noon. Second hour News and Views. Joey Clark here. Alongside me,
Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. A lot going on. You know how last week Barack Obama criticized the woke scolds of Twitter? All these very, very progressive people.
Fringy people.
Well, they struck back in a New York Times op-ed saying Obama is, well, a person of power and privilege. So he should just shut up. Really? Wow. Yeah, I just don't understand that mentality. Though I guess the idea is that if you don't want to be in their crosshairs, join them.
Well, I didn't know what all the terminology he was using in calling these people whatever he called them.
Woke skulls. They're woke. They're woke to the future and all the inequities.
Like awakened?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And they scold people constantly.
So they're the woke skull crowd. Mm-hmm. And so he's taking them on saying, you know, let's be careful. And
essentially, Obama's tack was actually pretty mild criticism. Is you going online and criticizing somebody and starting a hashtag campaign, calling somebody sexist or racist or not enlightened enough, is not doing much to change the world. And in fact, it's pushing us backwards in some ways. Because everyday people who aren't doing too much of anything wrong are now in the crosshairs by this certain group of people. And it drives a lot of people to either shut up. Like, for instance, if like a bunch of people came to me and said, Joey, you're a straight white male. Look at all your privilege. I'd be like, yeah, okay. You're right. Not going to change my behavior, but...
No.
Yeah, sure. Sure. I'm sorry I couldn't hear you behind all my privilege. And that's a dangerous place to go, by the way. That because of somebody's identity, they cannot speak on a subject. It's a really dumb thing to go and say. And to assume that people cannot actually connect... You know, it's one thing to have different experiences. Fine, you have your experience, but that doesn't make it to where the truth doesn't matter at all. So it's absurd. And to see Obama, you know, when Barack Obama, a progressive champion president, is now criticizing some of you on the left, you might have gone a little too far. But that'll probably not deter these folks. They'll be like, oh, we're finally getting to them. That even Obama's uncomfortable. Good. Time to push forward. But anyway.
I was, you know, I've been watching Trump's rallies, and I've commented ad nauseum about it on this show about how big the crowds are and how energetic they are. But I was talking to a friend of mine who's recently moved to Omaha, Nebraska, which he travels right across the river into Iowa for his job every day. And he said there was that Trump addressed a group of ethanol folks in Iowa. And I said, how do you think? Because Iowa's kind of a weird place. They have the first caucus there in February before any state really holds a primary. And these candidates spend just, you know, weeks and months up there camping out. And the average voter has met, like, most of the presidential candidates in person. Because they're doing door-to-door, and they're doing these small events, and they go to restaurants. Anyway, it's a very intimate campaign setting.
Right.
And I said, how is Trump connecting in Iowa? He said, unbelievable. He said, this ethanol thing, he said the crowd was just, they love him. He said, and let me say this, they love not necessarily the Republicans or the Republican Party, they love Donald Trump. And that's where his appeal is. And so a lot of people who are not affiliated with the party, who consider themselves independent voters, who really do look at candidates and actually study their philosophy and what the issues are, he said he has won them over, and it's just unbelievable.
I believe.
So, I mean, I really believe middle America is going to come out for Trump, and that's what these Democrats know. Because they may be sharing these national polls, but they know deep in their heart of hearts that their pollsters, if they're doing a good job, are telling them, you have an uphill climb to knock this guy off.
Of course.
And that's what all this impeachment stuff is about. That's what all the Russia stuff was about. And it caught them off guard. I mean, they started doing espionage on Trump the summer before the November election,
right.
2016.
If not earlier.
Just kind of thinking, as Lisa Page and what's his name said, this is our insurance policy.
Real quick on that, because like I said, I finished this book on all this stuff. Great book by Lee Smith. Folks, pick it up. It's very quick read or listen. I listened to it. The Plot Against the President by Lee Smith. And the insurance policy is not the FISA warrant on Carter Page. As both Strzok and Page address the matter, we don't. Here's how I'll put it. We don't know what the insurance policy is exactly. Nunes knows. People who can look at classified information know what it is. But apparently they used it, and the insurance policy was burning a source. And to burn that source, it meant putting that source in one of the FISA applications. And right now, the general public does not know who that source was that they burned because it's redacted. One of those FISA applications against Carter Page was released, and we still don't know who exactly they used. And apparently Nunes says it's big. It will shock people. And that's what the insurance policy was, using this name we would know to get this FISA warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. And by the way, some of the arguments you'll hear is, oh, they didn't spy until, you know, after Carter Page is off the campaign. But FISA warrants are retroactive. It means you can look back 6, 7, 8 months at somebody's communications and who they communicated with and those people communicated with. So I'm not buying this story. I'm excited to see Horowitz's report.
Well, we keep hearing it's coming out.
I know. It's like manana. Hey, come on. Release it already.
Well, I think Bill Clinton also said last week, you know, that that Hillary has not ruled out running for president.
Well, you know, I can't run legally, but well, I don't know whether or not she will or she won't. But
well, she's going to run.
You know, I couldn't be a good, I've had trouble. I'm a sinner.
She wants to be drafted to run. She doesn't want to get out there and face the hard stuff. She wants people to say, Hillary, you're our only answer to beating Donald Trump.
Well, there's another name that could meet that center way for the Democrats that Wall Street would like, that the establishment would like.
Is somebody mentioned now?
Yeah.
Is somebody in there now?
No, not somebody in there now. But it's a name you know. Not Hillary. Hillary's one of those options to be the sort of that establishment Democrat.
Well, not Kane, who was her running mate last time.
Michael Bloomberg. They're trying to get Bloomberg.
He's a kook, too.
Oh, I know.
He's an absolute kook.
It would be interesting to see Bloomberg go up against Trump, though. But by the way, we reported on Friday, Trump is no longer New York Trump. We have Florida man for president. Trump is now a Florida man.
Oh, is he?
His full-time residence, him and Melania, changed their full-time residence to Mar-a-Lago, to Florida. So they're no longer full-time New Yorkers. They said they're tired of, I think it's how much they're getting hounded by the local authorities there. Whether for taxes or other investigations. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Hey, David, welcome to News and Views.
It's good that the orange man is now in Florida.
Watch out, alligators.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Steve Bannon this weekend said he thinks that either Bloomberg or Hillary will run.
Right.
And actually end up being the nominee.
Right.
Boy, won't that piss everybody else off who's been working so hard for the... You know, that's going to further divide the Democrat Party, I believe.
Absolutely.
And I keep saying that Buttigieg is trying to go for that Obama middle ground lane. Like, I'm the most progressive guy, but I know how to be practical and bring people together. And every time I say that, I'll just be blunt. Every time I say that, people say black Americans won't vote for a gay candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, maybe people are right when they say that. But I think Buttigieg maybe could address it and find some support.
Well, it's interesting because on the Steve Hilton show, is that his name?
Yeah.
Last night they had a little panel on there, two women and a guy, and they were all pretty conservative. And one of the, you know, they were talking about how nobody wants to make Uncle Joe mad, and it occurred to me, but nobody said it. They all think that they could be his vice presidential nominee.
Yes.
So they don't want to rock that boat.
Right. Yeah.
So,
would he want to do that again, though? Do you really think he'd want to be vice president?
No, I'm saying they would be Biden's vice president.
Oh, they would be Biden.
Yeah, they don't want to make him mad because they think maybe he will pick them to be on the ticket with him.
Right. Yeah, could you imagine a Biden-Warren ticket.
Oh, my God.
That'd be like Dukakis and Ferraro.
Well, Dukakis didn't run with Ferraro.
I mean,
Mondale ran with Ferraro.
Mondale
and Dukakis
with Ferraro,
ran
yeah.
with, who'd he run with? Good Lord.
I forget now. Yeah. You're right, it was Mondale and Ferraro.
Yeah. Which, picking a woman back then in 1984 was a big deal.
It was a bold statement. Yeah,
yeah.
It sure was. Real progressive statement. So, hey.
I think Dukakis picked Lloyd Benson of Texas.
That's right. You're right. Yeah.
Texas, he could run for his Senate seat simultaneously with running for vice president. Most states make you give it up. But, you know, they have that law in Texas that protected Lyndon, you know.
Yeah.
And it's still on the books.
JFK.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, the whole thing with Obama coming out, and it's interesting because he got pushed back, you know, for coming out and making the statement he did by the far left, you know, saying, well, he's too old. He doesn't understand what it means to be woke. And it's like, boy, talk about starting to eat their own.
Yeah, it's interesting how that is occurring. Well, and it's kind of what happened in the late 70s, early 80s to the Democrats. It's kind of the great crack up. Like, you have a few major successes, and then you kind of go to hell. Nothing kills a political movement like success and meeting your goals. Because then you try to find new goals that don't actually unite your party.
Yeah, well, really, I mean, the beginning of the end of the Democrat Party was Carter, you know, with his disastrous 4 years in office. I mean, he really soured a lot of people to the Democrat Party. You know, it took up until, obviously, Clinton, you know, for them to come back around. And, of course, you know, they had a good run for the first 4 years, at least. And then after that, it was kind of, you know, shaky. But I think that, you know, I really think that the left is so far gone now, and by the very fact that they began criticizing Obama for him coming out and speaking against them, you know, that just goes to show just how venomous they really are, and they'll basically turn on themselves and destroy themselves.
Well, Republicans are really guilty of turning on themselves, too.
Well, yeah, they do.
But usually in the end, the Democrats are unified. Like with Jimmy Carter... you know, because Ford was not elected. He was once, what's his name? Yeah. Once Rockefeller died, let's see, Ford had Rockefeller, and then he put, I don't remember how all that worked. Hold on. Anyway, Ford runs, and he has Dole as his running mate, and he's running against Jimmy Carter, who really was an outsider. Mm-hmm. To the Democrat Party, because you had Udall and Frank Church and all those, and that Paul Tsongas, mm-hmm. and all those people that were running back then. And Carter was an outsider. But
he was. But he was a populist.
But he picked Mondale, and that helped him with, you know, in the very end. And since Ford had never been elected, he was only, you know, tapped by Nixon. Mm-hmm. After Agnew went down, you know, people felt like, well, this guy's got the nomination. He really didn't have to run for it. You know, he's never been through the primary process or anything. So,
right. Yeah, Ford and Dole was like Dull and Duller.
But, you know, Dole was kind of like Romney after the election. When people would have Dole on these talk shows like Carson, he was hilarious. And I drove him to the airport when I was living in Austin. We had a state convention that year in Corpus Christi, and he was one of the keynote speakers, and somebody had loaned the party a limousine, and I had to drive the damn thing. So I'm driving him in this big old stretch Continental, white Lincoln Continental, and he's in the back seat, and we're talking a lot. I mean, he was a really one-on-one, he's good. One on like 10, he's a little awkward, but when he addresses a crowd, he's really good because, you know, it's a little more impersonal, and you know how some people are better at addressing crowds than they are just a limited few people. He was like that, but one-on-one, very friendly and engaging, and not arrogant at all. I really enjoyed that little 30-minute drive to the airport. Anyway, he was he's a good guy, and he's still with us, barely, but he's with us.
Yeah,
you know, when McCain was lying in state in the Capitol, they rolled Dole up there, and he managed to stand up, out of his wheelchair and salute, because you know he had great respect for McCain.
That
was very moving.
It was,
I actually had a friend of mine who was on some kind of a business committee from Alabama that went up and met with Dole. That's back in the 80s during the Reagan administration.
Yeah.
And they came in and were waiting on Dole. He was late getting to the meeting. And it was kind of eye-opening because he said Dole just basically walked in and just basically told this committee of business people that they weren't going to get what they wanted. So they wasted their time coming there, turned around and walked out. And they were all looking at each other, and this friend of mine was a lifelong Republican. He said right then, he said, if this is the way they're going to treat, Republicans are going to treat their constituents, he said, I'm turning Democrat. He turned Democrat from point on the rest of his life. Yeah. So, you know, he was kind of shocked at how, you know, just to the point and you know, whatever you guys want, you ain't getting it, so forget it. And, you know, that was it. So, and that was, you know, kind of counter to what I'd always heard of what you were saying about Dole.
Yeah.
And that he was always very friendly and, you know, courteous and
stuff. But, I mean, he was very direct. I mean,
yeah.
You know, he's part of that World War II kind of cold generation.
Right.
Like
right.
a lot of those folks were.
Yeah, well, and there are exactly. a lot of great people just aren't cut out to be president or run a presidential campaign.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So have a good one, guys.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, we had a breakfast in during the 84 National Convention in Dallas. The Republican Party, we had a breakfast, and Elizabeth Dole was the keynote speaker. So my job, luckily, I didn't have to plan the dinner, thank God. But my friend Deborah says, all right, you go backstage and you line them up. Because we had a dais set up, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I go back, I said, and they're all milling around talking all these big wigs. And so I had to whistle. I said, all right, guys, listen up. And I said, first of all, we're going to have John Tower. Then we're going to have Phil Graham. We're going to have Governor Clements, Governor Conley. And so anyway, I had that job, that austere job of lining up the dignitaries.
You had to herd the kittens.
I had to herd, but they were all right, really, really nice. And yeah. Dole showed up unexpected as a surprise.
Okay.
And he got up there when Elizabeth was speaking and surprised her, and it was a very warm moment. And but anyway, he's a real decent guy, but, you know.
Indeed. Well, we'll get into not only Barack Obama is talking down to the left wing of his party, Nancy Pelosi is. She came out over the weekend and said, what works in San Francisco does not necessarily work in Michigan. What works in Michigan works in San Francisco. Talking about workers' rights and sharing prosperity. Remember November, you must win the Electoral College. She's taken on folks like Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. The Democrats are worried.
They're worried. Hell, that's why we have an impeachment thing going on.
Right. Wow. Durham expands DOJ investigation into origins of the Rush probe. Oh, this is going to be so good. I think they have been caught. The walls are closing in on them. Rodney, what say you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Joey. How are y'all today?
Good. What's going on, Rodney?
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
I can't complain.
Now, I know I can't neither, man. I opened my eyes up this morning, and all of it just because of the Lord's grace to keep me here. Guys, look, remember, you know, it's safe to say it now, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. Trump said it in the beginning about the silent majority. Do y'all remember where y'all was when y'all was, they was taking down monuments, and they was trying to force the guys and girls to let the either sex into the bathrooms and everything? Just remember, the silent majority was sitting there, and they was ticked off. Okay, and then comes along Trump. Trump finally was the person that could do it because us American hardworking couldn't go to Washington. We couldn't stop them. They just had a free run and they was going to do it. Nothing we could do. Trump came along. We was ticked off. We got Trump. Where you think we at now, guys? We in the middle of a revolution is what it is, and we're taking our country back from these bunch of idiots.
Well, they're trying
Thank
to
God.
They're trying to take it away from the people. Let me assure you that, and I was thinking about this last night, this truly is a coup in the making, an attempted coup.
A paper coup.
Absolutely. That, you know, without violence, we're going to take this man out. We're going to take him out. And we're going to make up stories, and we're going to pull in witnesses, and we're going to tell lies, and we're going to not let the Republicans have their way. This is going to be a one-sided deal, and we're going to get this SOB. Well, you know what? The Senate is not going to get him. And if they're smart, they'll dismiss it without even giving it a hearing. And you're right. Trump represented what no one else had the balls to do for the last 30 years, and that's tell it like it is.
That's
We're tired
right.
of America being pushed around. We're tired of getting screwed by China. We're tired of these foreign governments taking our money and turning their backs on us. The hell with this. And that's why
right.
he won.
That's right. And you know what? The American people was, and especially me, and I know there's a lot more out there. I was disgusted when they started talking about these guys that go into these girls' bathrooms and stuff. But I tell you what, after Trump's been elected, if you think I was ticked off before, look out, because 2020 is going to be a slaughter. I think the American people is going in there, and that silent majority is fed up. They was fed up before, and now Trump has put them on display each day and exposed them for what they are. And guys, let's thank God. Let's thank God for Trump. And the revolution is going on. I'm a soldier in this revolution. They can try whatever coup they want. We got them right where we want them. And God bless this country, because we need it. We was close to the edge, guys.
Well, and Rodney, before you go, have you heard that the president rebranded? It's not silent majority anymore. He tweeted in all caps this weekend. He said, the angry majority.
He's spot on, guys, and I think it's going to be a time in history that we all need to be thankful that we're alive, and let's educate our children so when we ain't here no more, and let's make sure they keep a close eye on this after it's all over with, because we want them to know what to look out for.
Well, thank you, Rodney. We appreciate you, and we agree with you.
Thank you, Rodney.
I appreciate y'all guys. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
So I just want to put that out there. Everybody, look, thank you, everybody that voted for Trump. It was a miracle that happened that night, and we're the benefits of it, and I'm very thankful for it. And I have no doubts whatsoever Donald Trump will be the president in 2020.
Well, thanks, and I agree. You know, he has shaken up the entire world order, and you said it earlier, there really is a deep state, and mm-hmm. they really are scared of this man.
Right, and it makes me so happy to see William Barr and John Durham on TV.
Oh, man, those they're hard asses.
Yeah, that makes me excited. Something might actually be done, but let's not get our hopes up too soon. It could just
when it says that Durham is looking at the origins of the Russia probe. They weren't Republican origins.
That's a big effing deal, to quote Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones, though, and talk to Kim Williams.
Kim Williams.
Yes. It's so nice to speak to you, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Joey, was that you?
No, that was Jackson.
Yeah, that didn't sound like you. No, that wasn't your how you doing. You got to give me your best how you doing.
How you doing?
There it is.
Hey, listen to this. A veteran gave us a call last Monday. I believe that's on the, 28th? October 28th gave us a call to inquire about lowering his rate on his current VA loan. You folks, we've talked many times about the VA Earl, the interest rate reduction. And that's exactly what he was looking into. He had a VA loan. He didn't want any cash out. He just wanted to see if he could get better terms. And boy, did he. Matter of fact, when he left the closing this morning, he said, one call would change it all. And that reminded me of one of the ads that we had run that said one call can change it all. So I got to throw that in there, you know. One call can change it all. Well, it did for him. He was able to save himself $319 a month.
Wow.
1 week ago, he closed this morning. That's 7 days, folks. So he called in, lowered his rate by 1 point, and we got one happy homeowner that will have more money in his pocket each and every month. His mortgage payment when he gave us a call was $1,863. His new mortgage payment that will begin in January, that's 2 months of skip payment, is $1,544. $1,863 to $1,544. All it takes is one call. Pick up the phone and give us a call right now. I would be happy to save you the same amount of money or more. 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or you can visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's pretty simple. It's just kind of mouthy. Myalabamahomemortgage.com. And, you can click the blink link, and it'll take you from there to the application. Thank you, gentlemen. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Kim Williams. I always love hearing from her.
She's so good.
She's full of, vim and vigor.
Vim and vigor. Ooh, nicely done, Jack.
Yeah.
Nicely done. And I love how she's helping the veterans out there. Folks, again, give her a call soon, 567-4223. We got to hit another break here.
Yes, we do, Joey.
272-9228. That's the number to call if you want to chat to myself, Joey Clark, or him, Jack Campbell. We'd love your call.
Yes, we would.
Even if you disagree.
We're on fire this morning.
In fact, if you disagree, we'll put you at the front of the line.
Yeah, if you want to call and say y'all suck, or what did that first woman say?
I can't even remember now. I've already put it out of mind. 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break.
station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report. All three major averages have been trading in record territory. There's optimism about progress toward a preliminary trade deal with China, though Jeff Zika of Circle Squared Investments is skeptical about a wider-ranging agreement.
There was a lot of good vibes coming out of President Trump and Wilbur Ross last week. That's the reason why the market's going up. But the market is anticipating a very positive outcome on China trade. I personally don't think they're going to get it.
There's a disappointing reading on how factories were doing in September. Orders for U.S. manufactured goods declined 0.6%. Bank of America is boosting its minimum wage to $20 an hour. It's currently at $17. That increase will occur by next spring. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all seven continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 10% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or Trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway as we start this brand new week, and then a big change at the end of the week. Considerable cloudiness will be around today, tonight, and tomorrow, but we should be dry. Upper 60s today, near 50 tonight, low 70s tomorrow. Wednesday is my pick of the litter as the best day of the week weather-wise, with highs in the middle 70s, plenty of sunshine. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thursday as well. Then rain comes in Thursday night and in through at least half of the day on Friday before it turns sharply colder like it did last week at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell.
Is there an echo?
Yeah, there is.
So, we're going to shift gears here and move to more local news. There's a... Well, for a while, there's been trouble in paradise with the Democratic Party of Alabama. But they now have a new leader after all sorts of moves in court, at the executive committee level. What's going on locally with the Democrats here, Jack?
Well, the state Alabama State Democrat Party has a new chair and vice chair elected this weekend in a meeting that I think that Nancy Worley, the former chairperson, had fought, and probably Joe Reed as well. There's a new generation of Democrats out there who are tired of the status quo of what the Democrat Party has been doing or, quite frankly, not doing
right. The
last few years. Worley was pretty much hamstrung by Joe Reed. She was beholden to him, and he kept her in power as chair. But the National Democrat Party was giving them all kinds of ultimatum. I don't know. It's a Latin word, but anyway. Something like that. Ultimata. And they didn't conform, and there were new elections this weekend, and Representative Chris England, who was a state representative in the Alabama House of Representatives from Tuscaloosa, was elected chair. He's an African-American, the first African-American to be elected chair of the Democrat Party in Alabama. And vice chair is former Representative Patricia Todd.
Oh, interesting.
Who's an openly gay lawmaker who then became a lobbyist for the LGBTQ community. And she is vice chair. Now, some people say, well, that's certainly representative of the Democrat Party, because the people who vote Democrat are gay people and black Alabamians. Well, no, there's still plenty of white people who vote who are not gay and who are not black, who are in the party, and a lot of young people. There's a lot of energy there. The problem is there's not many of them. But it's a new day for the Democrat Party, and Chris England is very well thought of by his fellow members in the House of Representatives. Even people in the Republican Party feel like Chris is an up-and-coming leader, and he's very well liked.
He beat out Will Boyd and Tabitha Eisner to get this.
Yeah, she was one who ran against Martha Roby last time as a Democrat and didn't scratch the surface.
But he's up and coming. I think he's truly a leader.
His father, John England, was a circuit judge in Tuscaloosa and was appointed, I believe, by Don Siegelman to be on the Alabama Supreme Court. And John England, good guy, very liberal, but a good guy, well-liked, wasn't a kook. I mean, he wrote some thoughtful opinions and was a good guy. And people say the same thing about Chris England. So, I don't wish him well because I don't want to see the Democrats. but quite frankly,
yeah,
the Republicans are a super majority. We don't right now have a two-party system in Alabama, and what we have right now sucks because the Republicans are acting like Democrats.
I would like some competition because I'm tired of this state being a one-party state. I really am. It leads to a lot of the horse trading and general corruption that we always worry about. No matter. For the longest time, Democrats did it. Now Republicans have been up to their same old tricks. And it's because you don't have that check in that competition.
Right.
Here's what England said. What it means is there will be a competitive Democratic Party. Today you saw diversity. You saw inclusiveness. What you're going to see in the future is a party that fundraises, a party that messages, a party that recruits candidates, and a party that can tweet and Facebook and update a website.
Well, and that's been one of the problems with the Democrat Party is their inability to raise money under Nancy Worley. Now, you know, I see Nancy out usually in restaurants, as you can imagine.
Jack, do you Facebook?
I'm on it, and I used to Facebook a lot.
I just love that's a verb, an action verb now. Yeah. I Facebook from time to time.
Yeah. Yeah. Or did you friend me? I friended
What's
you.
What's the timeline, sweetie?
I know. You know, and I don't know what it means to be tagged.
I took that the wrong way.
Who was? I got this message, this notification. Said somebody poked me.
Oh no!
Oh, whoever pokes, by the way,
that's
stop it!
Stupid.
You.
I know.
You
really,
creep.
You see that, to me.
You better be like a close friend.
Or is
friend.
Waving at you? Who gives a damn? Quit waving at me. I'm busy. But anyway. But yeah, Chris, and they really have not been able to raise money under Nancy Worley. And
yeah, that makes sense.
While she's a likable soul, she just was totally ineffective.
And England went on. He said, "We're going to be competitive. We're going to enter ourselves into the public debate, and we're going to make sure that people recognize that there are two sides and there are two parties in the state." Right to your point. And I mean, you're a right wing nut job. So even for you to say, hey, we need some competition in the state, I think means a lot. And I agree. I'm a libertarian malcontent, and I want the same thing.
Well, I think Doug Jones felt like he really didn't have the party apparatus behind him because there was no party apparatus.
Right.
But I think under England and the new leadership, they will be a force to help Doug Jones in his re-election campaign in 2020.
And speaking of Doug Jones, here's what he had to say. I think it's a huge step for the state, Jones said. Everybody thinks it's just about the Democratic Party, but unless we have a competitive two-party system, the state is not going to move forward. We have seen how we just stagnated under one-party rule, no matter which party you want to talk about. Is there an echo in here? Like, we're just...
Well, because...
It means there's some truth to this.
Well, yeah, what Doug is saying is, well, the Democrats controlled it for 136 years without any real competition, and they didn't do such a hot job. And then the Republicans took it over in the 2010 elections, and they haven't done such a good job either. So I think what Doug said is exactly right. Both parties are to blame for...
How long was Nancy Worley running the Democratic Party?
I don't think it was that long. I really don't know. That's a good question.
Like, the group decided to take a roll call vote on the removal of Worley. It passed 172-0. Wow. That's a major change.
Let's see. In August 20, this is what she said. In August of 2018, I was reelected to a four-year term. So she probably came on in 2014. Remember, Mark Kennedy organized a group to raise money for Democrat candidates. He totally circumvented the Democrat Party because they were just totally ineffective in raising money. And I think that she came in 2014, and so she served, one and a half terms.
She went on to say the true, what is SDEC?
State Democratic Executive Committee.
Yeah. Members did not remove Randy and me today. However, the DNC and Doug arranged this coup. Randy and I look forward to continuing our leadership roles in the party. Wow. So she's not going away.
Well, she's gonna remain in the party, I'm sure. Now, she doesn't have an elected position right now within the party leadership, But she'll probably be a loud voice.
Well, and I know the National Democratic Party, the DNC nationally, has not been happy.
No, they have not. They have not.
So I can see this is why Doug Jones is the one who kind of got this meeting together. Yeah, and it's a new day, and honestly, it makes sense. I think the black population here in Alabama is coming into their own, not just in terms of being politically active. As Doug Jones points out in this article we're reading from, the Get Out the Vote effort to elect Jones was a lot of African Americans, a lot of blacks here in the state of Alabama. But I think also this is a growing economy.
Oh, my God. I just saw some. I'm sorry.
And as people become wealthier, start getting in the middle class, upper middle class, really feeling their oats, so to speak, and you can have a party that actually speaks for a lot of young people and people of different backgrounds, I think competition is good, and we should have the conversation and the competition. As a malcontent libertarian, there are sometimes things Democrats say on say, civil rights issues, on criminal justice issues, that I don't mind. It's just when they go too crazy that drives me nuts. So I think a healthy argument and competition is a good thing for the state. But we'll see. I mean, that remains to be seen. What type of Democratic Party is the Alabama Democratic Party going to be?
Yeah, I hate to change subjects,
yeah,
but an old client of mine, Representative Alan Treadaway of Morris, Alabama, lost his wife this weekend, Susan, to a courageous battle with cancer. I know she's been fighting that for quite a while.
I'm so sorry.
Treadaway is really one of the good guys. You couldn't pigeonhole Alan in any one position. Sometimes he would part with leadership on things he didn't agree with. He's a very good state representative. He is a police lieutenant in Birmingham who built up his leave time so he could come down here. I think he was head of auto theft division at one time. But sadly, Alan lost a daughter about 3 years ago in a car accident. He's lost his wife, Susan. I've spent time with them in their house, and man, I just saw this and it blew me away. I knew she had been sick.
Alan's his first name?
Alan Treadaway.
Y'all pray for Alan.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Those of you who know him too, make sure to look out. I mean, I'm sure he's going to get a lot of people bringing by casseroles and food,
yeah,
and well wishes in these next couple weeks. But especially those who know him personally, stick by him. Give him the space, of course. But the one thing people forget is after you lose somebody like that in that dramatic of a way, that you get this outpouring, and it's beautiful and it's great. But after, it's the toughest times are after all that immediate support goes away. And normal life starts to kick back in, and it can be real tough. So if you know Alan personally, be sure to stay by him and check in on him. Give him his space, but check on him. I've been through it myself, and it can be really tough in the months, if not the next year ahead. It can be really tough. Yeah. I hate to hear that, Jack.
Well, actually, Alan has been promoted to assistant police chief because Randall Woodfin, the mayor of Birmingham, tweeted out, "We stand in solidarity and support of our own assistant police chief, Alan Treadaway, whose wife, Susan, transitioned this morning following her bout with cancer. You have served this city well, and that same city is here to support you and your family in this time of loss." That's really sad.
Man.
Anyway, he's one of the good guys. He's, as he would tell you, originally from Chicago. His dad was a cab driver and got killed by a drunk driver back in the 70s.
Surrounded by tragedy.
Yeah. Anyway, he built his house with his own two hands.
Sounds like a great man.
He's one of a kind. I'm going to call him when the show is over, as a matter of fact.
Well, let's hit a break here again, folks. Pray for Alan. In this tragic time, and we got to come together, folks. We talk politics a lot here, and you know, we'll throw bombs like anybody else, but at the end of the day, what really matters is your neighbors and the people you know to build your local community. Everything else really at the end of the day, when you compare the two, is nonsense. But more news and views after this break. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. What do you say we go to the phones real quick, Jack?
Okay, Joey. I want to make a scheduling announcement for tomorrow. Y'all won't want to miss tomorrow's show. At 10 o'clock, State Treasurer John McMillan is coming on the program to...
Love that guy.
Yeah, he's a really good public servant and a personal friend of mine. Used to be my next-door neighbor years ago. He's going to come on and visit with us about what's going on in the treasurer's office. And when I called him yesterday, he sent me back this text. I'm in a meeting. I need to call you back. So he was over at Archives. I mean, you know, it's like these jobs never stop, mm-hmm. even on weekends and holidays. But that is if you're a good public servant like he is. Anyway, he'll be on at 10. And then you won't want to miss... And I regret that he will not be in studio because that's what I initially thought was going to happen. But U.S. Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville, former coach of the Auburn Tigers,
yes.
on the Plains, will be calling into our show.